Just one halakha in the laws of Berakot. The common case that happens, a person is eating, let's say, snacks. She'akol, adama, eats fruit, etc. And of course, after a certain period of time, he finishes, he has to make morena for sure, as an example. Now let's say he intends to continue snacking. Happens, for example, on the night of Shavuot, where you're staying up all night. Or Shana Rabbah, let's say. Or a guy sitting in the yeshiva, sitting in the kollel, and he's drinking water. He guzzles the water down, but he wants to continue drinking. However, if he waits more than 1.5 hours from when he drinks, he cannot make Burin Nefashot anymore. So he has to make Burin Nefashot. The question is, after he makes Burin Nefashot, can he continue drinking without a new Shakol? Does the Burin Nefashot cancel out the Shakol? Or do we say that no, since he intended to continue drinking, he has to make the Nefashot because he has no choice, otherwise he'll lose it. If he waits more than 1.5 hours, he cannot make the Nefashot anymore. So he makes the Nefashot, and then we say he can continue or not. This is the question that the Poskim discuss. There's no option to say, well, I just won't make the Nefashot. That's not an option. You have to make a Berakah Harona. There's a rabbi called Me'ore Or. Me'ore Or says a tremendous Hiddush. He says, you can make the Berakah Nefashot, and you can continue to drink without a Shakol. He holds that the Nefashot does not cancel out the new Berakah Rishona because you intended to drink. And the only reason why you made the Berakah Nefashot was because you didn't want to lose the Nefashot. But that shouldn't cause you to lose the new Berakah Rishona. That's the Hiddush of Me'ore Or. However, he does not bring any source for what he says. He doesn't have a proof. On the contrary, the Mefarshim bring a proof against the Me'ore Or. What's the proof against him? The proof against the Me'ore Or comes from a Biur Halakha Hafetz Chaim in the laws of Pesach. Hafetz Chaim says, you shouldn't eat the kezayit of the karpas on Lel Pesach. Why shouldn't you eat a kezayit of the karpas? Because if you're going to say, eat a kezayit of the karpas, you're going to have to make Borei Nefashot on the karpas. Because we eat the karpas before the meal. And if you make Borei Nefashot the karpas, you're going to have to make a new Borei Pri Ha'adama on the maror. Takes it pashut. Once you make Borei Nefashot on the karpas, you have to make a new Adama on the maror. What do you mean? According to Me'ore Or, why would you have to make a new Adama? I made the Nefashot because I have to make a Nefashot, but my Kavanah was to continue to eat. I should be able to still eat the Maror without an Adama. And you see from the Hafetz Chaim, that once you make a new Nefashot, even though your intention was to continue to eat, you must make a new Beracha. And that's the way Hakam of Adiyah Alam Vashlom is forsake as well. So therefore the Halakha, once a person is eating something, even though he intends to eat more, once he makes Beracha Harona, he has to continue to start eating again with a new Berakah Rishona. And then he waits the time, he has to make another Nefashot. Once he makes another Nefashot, he has to make a new Berakah Rishona as well. Halakha does not follow the Me'ore Or.